Antonio Brown could earn $1 million in incentives after returning from fake vax card suspension. By Dylan Nguyen on December 26, 2021. Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown is not only back on the sidelines after serving a suspension for using a fake vaccine card, but he could also make another $1 million. According to USA Today's Chris Bambuca, Brown's contract includes a trio of performance-related incentives at $333,333 each for reaching statistical plateaus in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. None of the benchmarks are unattainable, especially with quarterback Tom Brady throwing to a beleaguered receiving core that will be without Chris Godwin, done for the season with a torn ACL, and Mike Evans, hamstring, against the Carolina Panthers. Brown enters Sunday with 29 receptions. If he can secure 21 more catches over the final three games, he earned $333,333. With 418 receiving yards, he gets another $333,333 at the 600-yard mark, per SpoTrack. Brown hauled in four touchdowns in his first six games of the season before a sprained ankle cost him more than a month before the vaccination issue. If he can get to the end zone three more times, that's will trigger a $333,333 bonus. Should the Buccaneers hoist the Lombardi Trophy for the second straight season, and Brown plays more than 45% of the Super Bowl snaps, he could earn another $250,000. Charlotte, North Carolina, December 26. Antonio Brown, number 81 of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, warms up before the game against the Carolina Panthers at Bank of America Stadium on December 26, 2021 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Photo by Jared C. Tilton / Getty Images. Brown was given a firm, zero-tolerance policy by the Bucs when they signed him in 2020, stressing that if the star receiver became a distraction or worse, he would be gone. However, with Tampa vying for playoff positioning and dealing with injuries to other star players, Bucs coach Bruce Arians informed the media last week that he could give a SHT about those faulting him for going back on his zero-tolerance policy with Brown. Tampa, Florida, August 14. Head coach Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looks on prior to the game against the Cincinnati Bengals during a preseason game at Raymond James Stadium on August 14, 2021, in Tampa, Florida. Photo by Douglas P. DeVelise / Getty Images. The Bucs will face the Panthers on Sunday.